Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so if we're watching tonight's draft through a Texans fan lens, there's no pick that the Texans have tonight yet. If you're rooting for the Texans to pick tonight for Nick Caserio to trade up into the first round, or maybe you're rooting for certain players to fall to the Texans at 42 tomorrow or in that range. I set the over under at where I think the Texans will eventually pick at pick 37.5. You know, so right around the, you know, if you're betting on this and you think, I don't think they'll pick before 37.5, you know, 37 or before, you take the under. So as you're watching this tonight, Seth, are there specific guys or position groups that each time Goodell walks up to the podium, we're going, okay, please don't be this guy. Please don't be this guy.
Yeah, I don't know about, like, specific guys as much as the cornerback position in general.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at, like Quinyon Mitchell, who's probably going to go in the mid-rounds or so. Cooper DeJean.
Middle of the first round.
Middle of the first round. Yeah. Right. Like, Cooper DeJean might be one guy that I know. See, now we're at the point, too, where because Cooper DeJean would be, like, the first white cornerback drafted in the first round since 1969 or something absurd.
Groundbreaker.
This is what's happening now, is that some people wonder whether he's actually should be better a safety. As soon as you utter that, you're labeled as somebody that's totally basing it on race and nothing else. And yet, I just encourage you to go watch Cooper DeJean and not wonder if maybe he might better be a safety.
He's not super fluid, right?
He doesn't have fluid hips. Yeah, like when it comes to me imagining him flipping his hips and everything, I just don't know. But that could be like the versatile type of player that maybe some of the evaluators don't feel as high about him as the mock drafters think they do. He might be a guy, because the Texans right now could use both cornerbacks and safeties, mm-hmm. or guys that can play both, and Cooper DeJean might be that guy. But, you know, you go to Nate Wiggins or Kool-Aid McKinstry or any of those cornerbacks that are projected like mid to late first round, I'll be really intrigued if any of them starts to slide.
Because
I'd be all about the Texans taking a cornerback with that first pick they have in the second round.
I think the two dreams that died with the pick or with the trade down to 42, the two dreams that Texan fans had, and I know one that I had. I think the dream of a possible Brock Bowers slipping to within range of 23 and getting him. There's a lot of talent evaluators that feel like he's the best player in this draft. He won't go first because of the position. He might not even go 10th because of the position that he plays. He's a tight end, but he is a really good football player. That dream died, and the Byron Murphy dream probably died with that trade, but it seems to be dying now because Byron Murphy is climbing up the board, according to people.
Yeah, which, again,
who knows?
Take it with a grain of salt. The whole thing, like, I like Byron Murphy a lot. I think the problem with a lot of these defensive tackles is, and this is where I fall in, there are a lot of guys who really, honestly, are Byron Murphy or imitations of Byron Murphy. You know, Johnny Newton is the next guy on the board who's I don't want to say he's undersized, but not ideal defensive tackle size. But I don't know if they're athletic enough to be 295 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these guys are listed at 301 because they drank a bunch of Gatorade at the combine, but they're 295 mm-hmm. or they're 290. So there's those guys that I'm not sure they're athletic enough to overcome their size issues, but then there are a couple of bigger guys in Gabe Hall and Mason Smith who I think are big enough to overcome their athletic issues. Like I wonder if both D'Amico and Nick look at those big guys and think, well, you know, the classic, you can't coach size. I don't like these guys with the first pick in the second round, but maybe later in the second round.
Yeah.
So they might just wait and bide their time. And if they were to take a cornerback and a defensive tackle, I think that they would probably take cornerback at number 42, and then they would take a defensive tackle
at 59, or they would move up within those little ranges for those positions right there. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. If they're still sitting at 42, is there a feasible wide receiver that would be sitting there? Let's pretend there are a couple defensive tackles on the board.
Yeah.
Is there a wide receiver that's kind of that we've been seeing in that range that if they're sitting there at 42, you'd get psyched about them taking instead of addressing the defensive side of the ball?
There's two guys from Texas that I'm sure a lot of UT people are amped up about, and understandably so, with Xavier Worthy and Adonai Mitchell, who are both like late first round types. And then Ladd McConkey.
That's the one for me.
I know. And especially because I think that like Ladd McConkey is, you know, not to classify him as a slot receiver or anything, but he can play all over. And just like Tank Dell can play all over, and he's not, Tank Dell doesn't take most of his snaps in the slot whatsoever. I think I'm short-sighted, Sean. I'm the child here. Like, Nick Caserio has to do the adult thing and think about the next few years. I've grown, ever since they got Stephon Diggs, I just don't have it in me to really want a wide receiver. I just don't want one right now. Yeah,
I know.
This is the year where you draft a wide receiver in the third or fourth round, and maybe hopefully he turns into something. I also don't know how much maybe they're still banking on the upside of John Mechie. I still need to see. John Mechie is still only 2 years removed from his ACL and 1 year removed from being cleared from cancer treatment.
Right, right.
You know, like, let's remember, he was cleared from cancer treatment in the spring of last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've seen the best version of John Mechie yet. And I think they probably feel the same way. They want to wait and see exactly what he's like this year.
Well, and CJ has given Mechie glowing reports on their workouts out in California. I'm just throwing it in there as a point of information in all this that he volunteered it multiple times how good Mechie looks. So
yeah, he probably loves Mechie.
Yeah,
but he also just, well, this is kind of like the whole Gary Kubiak conundrum, which is, I think that sometimes when your head coach is a quarterback's guy and mm-hmm. a quarterback's coach, it can be hard to remove yourself enough from the situation.
Yeah.
You know, was he a little too in love, or at least did he believe in Matt Schaub? It's important for your quarterback's coach and your offensive coordinator to believe in your quarterback, but it makes it tough to make those hard decisions sometimes. So like CJ's going to, like, he's going to believe in his receivers.
Of course.
He's a good leader, and he's going to do everything he can. But ultimately, that's why you've got a GM and a head coach to make those hard decisions.
To make the rational decisions.
Yeah, but up to CJ, they'd keep every single one of them.
Yeah, probably. right. So a wide receiver at 42. I do like this about where the Texans sit also, with two picks in the second round, and why I'm not totally hyped up for them to move into the first round is I like that one day in between the first and the second round. You know, back in the day, it was, I think day one was rounds 1, 2, and 3, and then day two was rounds 4 through 7, I think is how it went, or maybe it was 1 and 2, but it was a 2 day draft over a Saturday and Sunday.
Back in the day, it was 1 through 3 on the first day.
It was 1 through 3?
4 through 7, yeah.
Yeah, so
I got drafted in the fourth round. And okay. I was sitting there, I had a bunch of teams thinking about taking me with the last pick in the third round, and then I had to sit through the whole third round and then sit around all morning. And then
So the second round is the new fourth round, to speak. You know, you got a day. They made their first 32 picks. The league did, and now you got a day. And I like Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans kind of having a day to survey things, work on some deals, really get a feel for how they think things are going to fall, you know, as opposed to, I'm not saying they'd make a bad decision, but as opposed to having 10 minutes to make a decision on moving up to 29 or something
Right, yeah, and you can you get a feel, too, for because all the dynamics. Some of those teams in the first round, after they get who they want, or perhaps maybe after they maneuver, they have to reset exactly how they're going about it. So the whole, the possible trades and everything, or who you might call, changes a lot based on whatever happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was wondering, these guys, like, you got to force yourself to get good sleep, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot going on to
talking
also
about the
be
executives,
sure. Yeah,
the Knicks
like
of
you
got
to try to really force yourself to get at least 6 hours of sleep so you're sharp enough to make good decisions.
You have
day.
To force yourself to do it, but at the same time, act like you have not slept in 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. It's a matter of bragging.
Tell
time.
People how hard your job is. And Nick doesn't do that, but there's others who've done that before.
That's where I would be a horrible general in the army. I'd be operating on fumes all day long, making really rash and bad decisions.
Right.
That's why they turned me down, which I applied to be a...
You did?
Yeah.
That's why they
That's
turned
why they
down.
Didn't let me into West Point. That was the first question they asked. Like, how do you do without sleep? I'm like, oh!
You just started yelling at them. I haven't had any sleep since I had to drive to this place yesterday. Text message, move the hell on from Tunsil and Howard. We have a solid young nucleus in the middle. Start drafting their replacements, highest paid O-line, and still can't run. Where are you on that? What do you think of it?
I don't understand. Nucleus in the
well,
center?
I mean, you got
the,
Juice Scruggs, who we don't know really what he is yet.
We don't have a clue whether he's actually... I'm optimistic about him, but no, you don't.
Yeah.
And you've got a good right guard, but he's not young. And you have a complete blank space at left guard.
Yeah.
100%. Now, yeah, the tackles are fine. The tackles are absolutely fine. I don't know. I don't understand moving on from them or why you would. I've seen a lot of people. I've got one guy that emails me constantly telling me it's weird. I can't get it through his head that I'm actually okay with Titus Howard at right tackle because he keeps arguing with me about sunk costs. He's like, well, it's a sunk cost. You got to move on. I'm like, no, I'm genuinely okay with Titus Howard at right tackle.
Yeah.
And
he was left guard all last year.
I know. I don't. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand.
He has yet to take a snap at right tackle on his new contract.
Right.
Because there's an extension off of his old one. So,
he's a good tackle. He's an awful guard. That's just the way it is. I think sometimes people don't want to accept that they are different positions. It's not as simple as. And because offensive tackle, it's harder to find a good offensive tackle. They assume that, oh, well, then you must be a good guard because you're that athletic. That's like saying that a good rush defensive end is a good nose tackle.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to find the good rush end, but you don't want Will Anderson playing nose tackle.
No,
I can guarantee
no.
you that. Yeah.
No. He'd try really hard at it, though. He would try super hard.
He'd be like holding people on the ground on his. He'd be on his back holding him down like an MMA match. He'd create a lot of piles.
He would.
What he would do.
Create a lot of piles and then tell everybody in that pile how awesome they are as human beings.
Yeah.
Speaking of Will Anderson, we'll get to Will in the next segment, reliving how important this day last year was to this team. I think when you go back and listen to the picks and you go back and listen to the phone calls, man, it really hits home just how how crazy good last year wound up for the Houston Texans. Yet someone saying Patterson and Green as the young nucleus on the interior. Again, Kenyon Green has yet to play a good game yet in the NFL, and Jared Patterson was injured after 9 games at center.
Yeah, if Kenyon Green is your nucleus,
yeah,
like I don't know what kind of cell structure we're working with here. Like this is, I don't feel good about that nucleus. I feel
worst
like there's some
mitochondria ever. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a.
I cannot remember a single thing about cell anatomy.
Mitochondria.
Good job with your mitochondria.
Yeah, thank you. That's I've emptied the chamber. That's
organelles.
All I've got. That's all I've got, man. That's all I've got. All right, let's relive it last year. Draft night, night one. Where were you? I think that as a Texan fan, these were where were you moments for this team, given where they are now. The selection of CJ, the selection of Will. I've even got a bonus Tank Dell in here for you as well. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.